Introduction. Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch and a witness for Jesus Christ, to Polycarp, Bishop of the Church of the Smyrnians, or rather, who has, as his own bishop, God the Father and Jesus Christ, wishes abundance of happiness. Chapter 1. Commendation and Exhortation. Having obtained good proof that your mind is fixed in God, as upon an immovable rock, I loudly glorify his name, that I have been thought worthy to behold your blameless face, which may I ever enjoy in God. I entreat you, by the grace with which you are clothed, to press forward in your course, and to exhort all that they may be saved. Maintain your position with all care, both in the flesh and spirit. Have a regard to preserve unity, than which nothing is better. Bear with all, even as the Lord does with you. Support all in love, as also you do. Give yourself to prayer, without ceasing. Implore additional understanding to what you already have. Be watchful, possessing a sleepless spirit. Speak to every man, separately, as God enables you. Bear the infirmities of all, as being a perfect athlete in the Christian life, even as does the Lord of all. For says the Scripture, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Where the labor is great, the gain is all the more. Chapter 2. Exhortations. If you love the good disciples, no thanks are due to you on that account, but rather seek by meekness to subdue the more troublesome. Every kind of wound is not healed with the same plaster. Mitigate violent attacks of disease by gentle applications. Be in all things wise as a serpent, and harmless always as a dove. For this purpose you are composed of both soul and body, are both fleshly and spiritual, that you may correct those evils that present themselves visibly before you. And as respects those that are not seen, may pray that these should be revealed to you, so that you may be wanting in nothing, but may abound in every gift. The times call upon you to pray, for as the wind aids the pilot of a ship, and as havens are advantageous for safety to a tempest-tossed vessel, so is also prayer to you, in order that you may attain to God. Be sober as an athlete of God, whose will is immortality and eternal life, of which you are also persuaded. In all things may my soul be for yours, and my bonds also, which you have loved. Chapter 3. Exhortations. Let not those who seem worthy of credit, but teach strange doctrines, fill you with apprehension. Stand firm, as does an anvil which is beaten. It is the part of a noble athlete to be wounded, and yet to conquer. And especially we ought to bear all things for the sake of God, that he also may bear with us, and bring us into his kingdom. Add more and more to your diligence. Run your race with increasing energy. Weigh carefully the times. Whilst you are here, be a conqueror, for here is the course, and there are the crowns. Look for Christ, the Son of God, who was before time, yet appeared in time, who was invisible by nature, yet visible in the flesh, who was impalpable, and could not be touched, as being without a body, but for our sakes became such, might be touched and handled in the body, who was impassible as God, but became passable for our sakes as man, and who in every kind of way suffered for our sakes. Chapter 4. Exhortations. Let not the widows be neglected. Be you after the Lord, their protector and friend. Let nothing be done without your consent, neither do you anything without the approval of God, which indeed you do not. Be you steadfast, let your assembling together be of frequent occurrence. Seek after all by name. Do not despise either male or female slaves, yet neither let them be puffed up with conceit, but rather let them submit themselves the more, for the glory of God, that they may obtain from God a better liberty. Let them not wish to be set free from slavery at the public expense, that they be not found slaves to their own desires. Chapter 5. The Duties of Husbands and Wives. Flee evil arts, but all the more discourse in public regarding them. Speak to my sisters, that they love the Lord, and be satisfied with their husbands both in the flesh and spirit. In like manner, also, exhort my brethren, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they love their wives, even as the Lord the Church. If any, one can continue in a state of purity, to the honour of the flesh of the Lord, let him so remain without boasting. If he shall boast, he is undone, and if he seeks to be more prominent than the bishop, he is ruined. But it becomes both men and women who marry to form their union with the approval of the bishop, that their marriage may be according to the Lord, and not after their own lust. Let all things be done to the honour of God. Chapter 6. The Duties of the Christian Flock. Give you heed to the bishop, that God also may give heed to you. My soul be for theirs that are submissive to the bishop, to the presbytery, and to the deacons. May I have my portion with them from God. Labour together with one another, strive in company together, run together, suffer together, sleep together, as the stewards and associates and servants of God. Please you, him under whom you fight, and from whom you shall receive your wages. Let none of you be found a deserter. Let your baptism endure as your arms, your faith as your helmet, your love as your spear, your patience as a complete panoply. Let your works be the charge assigned to you, that you may obtain for them a most worthy recompense. Be long-suffering, therefore, with one another, in meekness, and God shall be so with you. May I have joy of you forever. Chapter 7. Request that Polycarp would send a messenger to Antioch. Seeing that the church, which is at Antioch in Syria, is, as report has informed me, at peace, through your prayers, I also am the more encouraged, resting without anxiety in God. If, indeed, by means of suffering, I may attain to God, so that, through your prayers, I may be found a disciple of Christ. It is fitting, O Polycarp, most blessed in God, to assemble a very solemn council, and to elect one whom you greatly love and know to be a man of activity, who may be designated the messenger of God, and to bestow on him the honour of going into Syria, so that, going into Syria, he may glorify your ever-active love to the praise of God. A Christian has not power over himself, but must always be ready for the service of God. Now, this work is both God's and yours, when you shall have completed it. For I trust that through grace you are prepared for every good work pertaining to God. Knowing your energetic love of the truth, I have exhorted you by this brief epistle. Chapter 8. Let other churches also send to Antioch. Inasmuch, therefore, as I have not been able to write to all churches, because I must suddenly sail from Troas to Neapolis, as the will of the emperor enjoins, I beg that you, as being acquainted with the purpose of God, will write to the adjacent churches, that they also may act in like manner, such as are able to do so sending messenger, and the others transmitting letters through those persons who are sent by you, that you may be glorified by a work which shall be remembered forever, as indeed you are worthy to be. I salute all by name, and, in particular, the wife of Epitropus, with all her house and children. I salute Attalus, my beloved. I salute him who shall be deemed worthy to go from you into Syria. Grace shall be with him forever, and with Polycarp that sends him. I pray for your happiness forever in our God Jesus Christ, by whom continue you in the unity and under the protection of God. I salute Alce, my dearly beloved. Amen. grace be with you. Fare you well in the Lord. Translated by Alexander Roberts and James Donaldson. From Ante Nicene Fathers, Volume 1. Edited by Alexander Roberts, James Donaldson, and Cleveland Cox, Buffalo, New York, Christian Literature Publishing Co., 1885. Edited for Voice of the Fathers by Josh Peterson. Obtained from Christian Classics Ethereal Library.